Okay, confidants, this is not an ad. Bear with me. So, this episode we recorded, and I was having already a stressful week. And in this episode, you actually will hear me talking to Zach about my roommate moving out and me living alone for the first time in 12 years and being very afraid of that. And then I got robbed that night. And like, I don't want to say I manifested it because that's victim blaming of me, but damn the timing. And we recorded this, and it wasn't until I uploaded it that I realized I, for the first time in all the times that I have been podcasting, didn't turn our fucking microphones on. I recorded all the way to the computer, but not the microphone sitting right in front of us. So this episode sounds like ass, but here's the caveat. Your ears will get used to it very quickly. Your ears will not think it sounds that bad once you've been listening for like 2 minutes, I promise. And of course, after I heard it and I was like, God damn it, Zach, we have to re-record. I was like, but you know what? I'm dealing with this robbery. I think it's a really fun and funny episode and I don't want to lose it. And I didn't think we could re-record it and like recreate it necessarily. It's just the magic from this episode is too Gucci. So please bear with us as you hear it the way it is. Okay. Love you, confidants. Enjoy.
Whoa! Okay. Start on the offense.
I mean, it won't be the first time this board has done us dirty.
Oh! What the?
Wow.
What the fuck? Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, No Means Zach, No Means Yes.
Oh my God! What a dark energy to start the pod.
I'm sorry, it's dark outside.
It is, y'all. And I'm Kelsey Dara. I'm Kelsey. Don't say no to me, bitch, Dara. We're going with the like really aggressive,
the dark energy.
Y'all, I don't know where you live, but
on planet Earth, it's everywhere.
It's historically speaking getting darker way earlier thanks to good old daylight savings time. And it being pitch black at our Lord's 6:22 p.m.
Oh my God.
It's not okay.
Is this your first time really feeling it mentally?
I think I felt like last year too.
Okay.
I remember now, because I told you this off air. I went to bed at like 8:20 p.m. the first night of this because I was so disoriented. I remember last year I got into a rut of coming home from whatever I was doing, eating dinner, watching TV, and then fucking going to bed. And it was like 8.
And it's acceptable. I think this time of year is harder for me to go to birthdays, events,
yeah,
parties.
Yeah.
Holiday things, because I'm like, oh no, I took my pants off at 4.
Dude, if you did anything while the sun was out, you did something that day and you're like, time to go night night.
Time for tie tie time.
Tie tie time.
But with that, I am such a morning person. I am a high cholesterol.
I can't wait to hear what word you meant to say. Because I can't even. High caloric? No.
High cortisol.
Oh,
in
wow.
The morning. Girl, like I get my work gets done before lunch.
Same.
Always.
Same.
And anything after is a plus.
It feels like sneaky almost. Like I literally this morning, also did you know this? When you go to bed at 8 p.m., you wake up at around 2 a.m.
No.
Yeah. I was awake at like 5 a.m. I was at the gym by like 6 something a.m. I went to an AA meeting at 7:30. I picketed it at 9.
Oh my God.
I dropped off something at IKEA.
You're done for the day.
I read a script and then gave notes. Dude.
What are you doing here?
I had 2 episodes of my show just now. Talk about high cholesterol.
I've literally been like, I don't know if it just feels like there's more time in the day or if genuinely because there's an hour extra of sunlight when I'm awake now that it it feels unfair that I'm getting it done.
Like last time we talked, though, you said the mornings are darker. Do you remember that? You're like, the mornings are darker.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I said it gets brighter earlier. Do not do this to me.
I'm going to gaslight you right now.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, friend.
I'm not even going to pretend like I want to know anything else. What's going on with the three? So.
Oh, with the married couple?
Yeah.
We have plans to hang out Friday.
I thought that was last week.
I was in Florida. I was in Florida like most people were last weekend. No, I was supposed to be
make it make sense.
I was supposed to be in Florida from Wednesday to Monday.
Yeah.
And the headliner, Taylor Tomlinson, who just got the newest late night show.
Amazing.
And 29 years old.
Oh my God.
Youngest female late night host ever.
I thought it was Ellie Singh. Oh, that's not late night. It was daytime?
Oh, no, she was late night.
Oh,
was she younger than 29?
I think.
Oh, then maybe not.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Where's our button?
Don't Google it. This episode is really unhinged.
It's the night.
So she got that news. I was opening for her Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday, we did the show. Friday, she started to not feel so great. By Friday afternoon, the other two shows, the other two nights were canceled. She was just going to get, she just lose it. She's fatigued.
Yeah.
She like literally found out she got that job on Tuesday, flew to New York Wednesday, shot the Colbert thing Wednesday afternoon. Friday got to
she
Florida.
Picked something up on a plane. That's anytime you're traveling like that, you're getting something on a plane.
Although she travels all the time.
But you're getting something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I was not supposed to be in town. So even though I did alert them that I was now available, they're either playing it cool or they truly do have rich, full lives. They did not jump at the chance to add me to their plans.
Damn.
So.
Okay.
Bring it up.
I like that. A little make them wait.
It's honestly, if anyone's listening and they have plans to try and court me, the best thing you can do is make me wait a little bit.
Really?
I mean, unless it's too long, in which case I will abandon ship.
The way my cat just walked across
the soundboard
without any button going off.
Crazy.
Was cuckoo.
I'm actually feeling very insecure because I was just giving them the pets of their life and they literally walked across to go hang out with you.
That's because I'm cozy. He'll go back to you, trust me, it'll be fine.
So tell me about you.
Okay. I'm glad you brought up Florida because ready for this connection? The strike is over. Ding dong.
So exciting. How does Florida have anything to do with that?
Exactly. I'm about to join SAG. I've been Taft Hart lead, which is like you
have to join.
You well, no, I've had a Taft Hart lead for years,
okay.
And I've never joined. And now I have to join because I'm going to be in a movie, my friend's movie. We're shooting in Tampa, and I can't reveal. I'll tell you off camera what it's about because it's fucking awesome. But I'm playing the right-hand man, woman, to a actor who's from The Office. And because I didn't watch The Office,
oh,
I'm going to sound like a real big dumb.
Well, you can't say it anyway, right? You're saying?
Or well, are you can't
trying
say
to tell me?
Movie.
You're trying to tell me? You want to tell us all which character it was?
I think his real name is Oscar.
Oh, yeah, that's one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the gay one.
Oh,
yeah.
My people.
Wait, this is so exciting.
Going down there. It shoots for 19 days, but I'm just going for a day or two.
Okay.
Because it's not a huge part. And I knew my friend was doing this movie, and I was like, bitch, if you don't put me in it.
Oh, wait, you told me about this.
Yeah. And my mom's actually going to be in it.
Stop.
I can't wait till I can say what it's about. And just know it's taking place in Florida. And I actively was like, if I'm not in this movie, I'm going to die.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
When is it? When do you film?
December. So I'm gonna be gone for like 4 days.
Aww.
And now I live alone.
Yeah, you do.
And it's scary in this big ass house. Actually, my Ring camera caught me last night. I heard, maybe I shouldn't be talking about how scared I am to live alone.
Yeah, I don't know. As soon as you said it, I was like, don't tell people that.
Let's just say I heard a noise in my backyard. This is me. My security camera caught me going out to check it out. I look so stressed. But wait, what's that in my hand? It's a butcher's knife.
Oh my God. Kelsey, that's straight out of a scary movie.
I heard a noise and I was so scared. And you should have heard in the audio clip, you hear me just go, and then I kiss Hippo twice and I go, that was scary. That scared me.
You are a fool. So, first of all, so scared. You didn't call the police though. You got a knife and went into the backyard.
I did not know. I didn't realize watching these horror films was going to turn me into a fucking go to the danger.
Yeah.
But bitch, I've been in my bed having nightmares every night since I've been living alone. And I've been waking up with my hand on the bat that I keep next to my bed.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
What if you fucking kill one of your cats? Oh.
Yeah, bitch. Don't be creeping up on me in my sleep. You know better. You've been with me 13 years, Leo.
Wait, I do think it's like such unfortunate timing that you've gotten into scary movies the same time you live alone.
I know. And listen, I am secured like Fort Knox over here with security.
Yeah.
But the dreams I'm having are about scary things. Like
that don't care about security.
That don't care about my rings. They're like, I'm a ghost, bitch. I'm going to come fucking haunt over you in your sleep. Like,
so,
yeah.
There was a scary, maybe it was an American Horror Story, where they were being haunted through ring cameras. Like, they looked in the ring footage, and there was someone in the ring footage, but then there wasn't someone in real life.
That was my friend's film.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that,
How's athlete?
Well, it's funny you ask because this episode title, Friends with Benefits, I don't know what's going on. Am I in a Friends with Benefits?
I don't know the last update.
I don't know if we're like dating.
You haven't had that phone call. You haven't had that like DTR, determine the relationship talk at all.
Well, remember we did kind of
early on
where it was like,
He might have to go off to save the world.
Yeah, and I just got out of something. Yes. I don't need to be in something.
Totally.
So if I'm not in something, wouldn't that leave me in a Friends with Benefits?
I believe that.
And would us hanging out in the daytime without having sex be us being friends?
Yes. Do they spend the night?
Once.
Yeah, I think you're much closer to Friends with Benefits. I think one of the lines in Friends with Benefits is not the intimacy of sleepovers.
Which is so funny because we talked about that. I was like, you can stay the night if you want. He lives a 4-minute drive away from me. He's like,
and he still doesn't want to sleep with you.
Yeah, no, that's the point. He's like, I would rather go to my bed.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime I say that, he's like, if you were at my place and I offered you to stay the night, would you? And I go, no, I would go to my bed.
Yeah.
I love my bed.
Totally.
And like waking up and being in your routine and it being like, and the night he did sleep over, it was a weekend and we had been out all night. So it felt like that was appropriate.
Yeah, that was totally.
Yeah, but like during the weeknight thing, I think that's what's keeping it Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, I agree.
Whoa.
Okay. And hanging out sometimes without PPs and stuff.
And like, I kind of think you need to see how we act around each other because it's not like
intimate. Yeah.
It's like,
sup,
bro. No, it's not. We like hold hands and stuff and like kiss. I don't know. Dude, it's fucking weird.
Okay, the test will be next time he's over, I'll hold his hand and kiss him and we'll see how he treats his friends.
Gladly. He made me come 8 times this past
week. One session?
In one span of less than 24 hours.
Oh, what was that? So was it like 4 2 coming sessions?
It was like maybe 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 4 at night.
Whoa.
One session. I can't remember, but it was broken up like that. It was like we did it on in my guest room. We did it over here. We did it over there. And I realized, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but like, have I ever talked to you about like levels of orgasm?
That doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. Call me crazy. Write in the comments if I'm unique in this. But there are varying degrees of orgasm.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
All are great, but it's different with men, right? Like, you end one way. It's coming out.
No. No. We definitely have different levels of orgasm.
Shut up!
Yeah, if I rush it, it's like honestly almost not worth my time.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is what I was going to say. I go 1 through 5. Like a 1 and a 2 is still an orgasm, so I'm not pissed.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's most people when I'm with someone who's like a rando or a hookup or a first time.
1 to 2.
Like a 3 and 5 level is like intimacy.
What happened to 4?
3 to 5.
Okay,
like
okay.
4 and 5.
You don't want to know what happened to 4. Let's just say there's a bunny and a magic hat.
So 3 to 5, usually there has to be some form of like psychological orgasm happening too.
Okay. Where you're like planning the future.
Ew. God, Zach, why do you have to go that way?
Well, I'm just trying to think. It's like, for me, it's like, intimacy. Oh, like, what's this guy's name again? You know what I mean? So it's like, am I like, oh, this is Josh, and I love Josh's dick in me, and like, oh, like his balls. And
or
stuff.
No, it's like the kissing is a little bit more passionate. Sure. There's more eye contact. Maybe like the conversation is different. Maybe it's a kink, like a specific kink that I'm only comfortable doing with this type of person.
Okay.
So it's like levels of like comfortability.
Sure.
And a level 5 orgasm typically only happens with myself.
On a blue moon in the new harvest at dusk.
New blue moon, new harvest at dusk. That might actually be a thing. Someone comment below, what date is that? Or someone I'm in love with.
So me.
Sorry. Put over to Michael. But I've been having level 3 orgasms with the 26-year-old consistently, which does not fucking happen.
But you guys are intimate. Like, he's not just a rando. He's
but
not
it's
just like
not
a...
what I... No. I'm not used to having this good of an orgasm this early.
Is this you telling me that you're falling in love?
I would rather... What? I would rather, like... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what... I'd rather have the flu right now than that.
Okay.
Which would, like, really suck.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Okay.
No.
Time will tell.
No, don't. Don't do that. That's not what this is. No. Stop screaming.
I'm just saying.
Be normal.
Your pussy seems to want. She seems to like what's going on.
See, my cat left when you said your pussy.
I know. I'm sorry.
Leo. No, my point in saying that was I think it was less about the other person, thank you very much, and more about the not caring, like the being in my pillow princess era.
Oh, I love that.
Like allowing to just orgasm and not fucking care if the other person's orgasming, because he loves to fucking
make you orgasm.
Just
or
eat
assist.
Me out.
Like, whoa.
Like he doesn't even need to have sex with me. And I'm like, what? And I used to hate that.
Does he like when you give his penis attention?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. Okay. But like, I've truly never been okay with receiving.
Wow.
Some sort of.
Because you're like a doer.
Yeah.
And you like to be in control.
So what I'm saying is, lay on your back, girlies. And you're going to have a level 3 orgasm.
Oh, wow. And that's the Kelsey Darrow promise.
But other than that,
I have so a friend is about to crash at my place for 2 nights. We dated years when I was still drinking, but we went for a hike and he said that he was like, he basically said he was a service oriented top in that he likes to like give the guy a massage.
Okay.
He likes to eat the guy's butt. He likes to like bring the bottom to climax. Like it's his prerogative to like be of service to the bottom, which is also, it's often very not the case with between bottoms and tops.
Yeah.
A lot of like bottoms want to like service the top.
Yeah.
Anyway, just throwing that out there.
The dynamics are interesting. It's just fascinating that I feel like I'm still learning.
Same.
About it.
You think we would have known everything by now?
We've done it all.
I mean.
I'm exhausted.
Dude.
Do you have any anything else before we go to break?
Any hot topics?
Any hot goss?
I'm trying to think. I heard in, this is a kind of a TikTok taught me.
Oh my god, that sounded just like it. That was really good. Wait, you beat me to it. Nope. Nope. TikTok.
It's called this is interesting. The Parkinson's
disease
theory.
Okay.
That whatever amount of time you allow for the task will become that amount of time.
Whoa.
So if you're like, so it's like, I have 20 minutes to edit this podcast.
It'll take 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. But if you're like, I have 2 hours, it'll take 2 hours.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to be 10 minutes because that's about how long it takes us.
No, it's just that like, you get the thing done in the time amount of time you allot for it. And it might change the aspects of quality. So it's like, you might rely on a lot of like your instinct while you're going through it and just do like kind of a rush job in certain ways. But on the other side, you might painstakingly go through things and drag them out.
Dude, you're blowing my mind right now.
Am I?
Because, I mean, like with what we do for a living, we often give ourselves the deadlines.
Yes.
And I've in my head gone, oh, I'll finish up by the end of this week. And I let it go to next week because I'm like, it's not a priority. It's not going to kill me. It's not due.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what if I say that this is due by blankety blank?
By noon. Or then if you actually just said the next time, you're like, oh, I should do this. Do it right then. And be like, I can't do the next task until I complete this one.
Damn.
Anyway,
you're fucking up my shit and I like it because that it just also feels like an ADHD thing.
Totally. You guys are all over the place.
Okay. Don't say you guys.
Listen, what? I'm going to come for the ADHD community because they've already focused on something else.
Ah! We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about Friends with Benefits.
Oh!
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my god.
I know, I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Friends or friends with benefits? Is it beneficial to have friends with benefits? Zach, what's your personal experience with friends with benefits? Thoughts, opinions, dreams?
So in the past, I have done this thing where once a guy becomes my friend, his genitalia disappears.
Huh.
I do not see them as a sexual thing. I don't really want to imagine them in a sexual scenario. I definitely don't want to put like their dick in my mouth or anything like that. Yeah. Well, I do this in typically, honestly, even with like guys that I'm dating, the more I know about them, the less physically interested I am in them.
Sorry. Say that again. I just want to make sure I heard what you said.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of fucked up.
When you get to know someone.
The more I know about someone, the less physically attracted to them I am.
Then why are you still trying to fuck me all the time?
I want to get in that level 3 pussy.
That's kind of nice to refer to me as a level 3 pussy.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I that's something like I'm actively trying to combat, and it's gotten much better with age where I do seek out the same partners. I actually do have a good amount of, see, I don't even know if they're friends with benefits. I think they're casual sex partners.
That's a friend with,
no, because we're not hanging out. Yeah. Like the guy, two guys who have cut my hair used to like blow me.
You know what? That's accurate. Those aren't friends. Those are your barber.
But it's just like, I mean, we're friendly while they're cutting my hair.
But that's not friends.
No, no. So I'm actually trying.
Sorry, can I just, before you go on, when did the blowing happen? Like, where were the scissors? Was it before,
they
after?
Did it at the same time.
Did they go under the black that they put her after your clothes?
No, it was always after. And one especially would be like towards the end of the haircut. He's like, so am I going to suck that dick? And I'd be like, yeah, I have time.
I wish. I mean, honestly, I could probably start saying that and get away with it. But I wish someone would say that to me.
I mean.
So am I going to suck that clit or?
Yeah, honestly, I think you just need to put it out to the universe that you're open to it. But in that, see, and in that way, like, I'll forego friends with benefits to maintain casual sex within the community.
You will forego friends with benefits.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be friends with them.
Well, it just strikes me as like, okay, so you live in a lot of straight spaces mm-hmm. where your barber probably wouldn't be like, so can I lick that clit? Mm-hmm. Or would it be socially acceptable? Mm-hmm. Or it might make you feel uncomfortable or scared. Mm-hmm. But you do have friends with benefits.
Especially when they're holding sharps.
Totally. but you do have friends with benefits where it's like guys you vetted.
Yes. So it feels safe.
Yeah. But for me, I feel pretty safe. And like if a gay guy like makes a pass at me or whatever, I'm just like, yay
right.
or nay.
Right. You're not feeling fear.
Yeah. That. So I'm just like, maybe that's the trade-off. Maybe I don't have friends with benefits, but I do have casual sex in a positive atmosphere.
I feel like I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna ask it anyways. Have you ever had a friend with benefit that turned into something more?
What do you think?
No, is the answer.
So I had one friend with benefits, but it was so fucked up because it lasted over years. And he, like, the first time we started hooking up, he told me that him and his boyfriend were open, but they weren't, I found out.
Oh,
so then
no.
I immediately was this, like, slutty twink who was, like, a homewrecker, basically. And then, like, since then, we've just had this, like, sexual tension. And, like, when he comes over, like, he doesn't even live in this town, but when he's in town, he'll, like, stop by or we'll go to lunch or dinner or whatever. And, like, it's flirty.
Mm.
But, like, there's no actual sex happening. There's just like the sexual energy, but we are friends.
So like that would be like, will they, won't they? They already did before. Will
yeah.
they, won't they again?
Sure. Kind okay. of Ross and Rachel vibes. But like
never watched it.
Oh wow. Even with Matthew Perry gone.
Yeah.
You should watch it. In okay. memoriam. What about you? What's your experience?
Historically not many, you know, there have been a few like that. I was genuinely friends with the person first. We said, let's hook up and have sex, whether it was like drunkenly or we had a conversation about it. We did it a few times. And then either we moved on from like the friendship
yeah.
or we moved on because of like, I moved or whatever.
Okay.
Or like they got a girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's a great reason to stop.
Yeah. So it's not that I haven't done it before. I can't say it was insanely fulfilling looking back on it.
Sure.
Like the best sex I've ever had in my life was intimate, passionate love, kind of like out of this world alien sex stuff. Tantric.
Demi Lovato vibes. Out of this world alien.
Oh.
Demi Lovato, she's an alien.
Okay. Sure.
That's common knowledge.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But according to Matt.
Also, sorry. I was going to say that makes sense to me because friends with benefits kind of implies that there's a reason you're not intimate, ongoing, like partners with the person. Like there's something missing,
ooh,
I think.
Yeah. Ooh,
I think. Maybe I'm generalizing, but yeah.
Whoa, you just blew my mind with that. I had to like pause for a second to think of all the people and like the thing that was missing from them.
Totally.
And for some of them, it was height. I was just like, I couldn't get serious with someone this short.
Wow.
Because I'm like comically taller than them.
You're 5'9"?
Yeah. Okay. 55% of singles, according to Match.com's data, have had a friends with benefits situation. Here's an interesting stat of that, though. Of Match.com's people, 45% of those singles turned them into something more romantic.
Oh.
So almost half of the people.
They're like foster fails with friends with benefits.
Whoops. But I thought this was interesting. A more recent and accredited study says that friends with benefits is possible. So they studied people who the average age was 30 over a year's time.
Okay.
They said out of all those people, 25% of them maintained a friends with benefits status past a year.
Yeah.
15% of them transitioned it into something romantic.
Okay.
28% remained friends without benefits. So they tried it and it didn't work. And they said, let's just stay
friends. It didn't stick.
It didn't. The dick didn't stick.
But that dick don't stick.
But 31% ended the relationship altogether.
Yeah.
So is it possible? This says no.
Wait, the statistic of saying that, what percentage maintained it for a year?
25%. Then 28% remained friends without benefits, and 31% ended it altogether. So
wow.
31% being the most.
This is the thing. Once you like sex is kind of like the final frontier in a lot of, it's like the most unexplored, it's like space. It's mainly unexplored.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of gas up there.
black hole.
Black hole.
Asteroids.
Yeah, I'm just saying like, once you cross that boundary or that threshold,
flying objects. Yes, it's hard to
go back
because we believe that sex is the most intimate thing between a relationship, a friendship, a partnership, a co-workership, anything like that's the line. Once you cross it, you can't uncross it. Once you've seen someone's downstairs, you live in that, you move in.
Even if there's a leak.
I thought this was interesting. Gen Z, however, is becoming less capable of friends with benefits.
That floors me.
Because Gen Z, and this is so interesting because I had this conversation with someone like 2 nights ago that their cousins are in high school right now. And they're like, no, yeah, this is like, we're afraid of serious relationships. We prefer platonic friendship over getting into a relationship. So people ages like 14 to 24 right now, I think it is Gen Z, they prefer platonic relationships and friendships over anything sexual.
Why?
Because they are also having less sex.
I knew that.
14% less sex compared to our
generation. They're doing a lot of like virtual, like parallel play and like phone sexting and like,
but not you, like they're saying that the word situationship is becoming relationship for them. So it's like they don't want to get even into a situationship because, and this is what the Gen Zers were saying the other night, was that they're afraid of everything they've watched us deal with, like narcissists, gaslighting, toxic positivity, abusive relationships. They're watching us and going, nah.
No, not going to do
that. You know who's not going to do that? My friend who I'm not fucking.
Maybe I'm Gen Z.
Good try.
Maybe
Good
I'm try. A baby.
Probably not. But I thought this was interesting too, is that the future of friends with benefits, however, is
AI
apt to change because of technology. So what we think of friends with benefits right now is, you're my pal. We think of the Justin Timberlake, Mila Kunis movie.
Yes.
No strings attached.
Everyone's in each other's clothing.
Yeah, we're all just pals. But the idea of what friends with benefits means is changing. So apps, things like dating apps and sex apps are getting casual sex more normalized. So we're not even calling it friends with benefits anymore. We're just like, oh, we fucked that person or we're fucking this person. And what technology is changing sex to mean? So now with the advancements in VR, people might start having immersive technologies, and the physical aspect of friends with benefits relationships is transforming, allowing individuals to explore intimacy in virtual spaces, reducing the risks associated with physical encounters.
I mean, how do you feel stuff?
You probably jerk it while you...
Yeah, but that wouldn't line up. Like, if you entered a virtual space and with another person...
fuck their avatar all but the like, time.
You would, so it'd have to be kind of like one position you knew where the toy was in your physical space, yeah, and then you kind of just like...
Or like your hand. Think about it. What makes something friends with benefits? Your friends. So what if you sign online and you're like, yo, bro, you want to jerk it with me? Let's do it. And you guys go, oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Over together.
Yeah.
And then you don't.
But in the, I'm sorry, I meant like in the actual VR space, how do the two people interact? Are they just looking at each other?
Yeah. Or their avatars are touching.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't feel that. That's what I'm confused about. Like sensories.
You feel yourself. You do it yourself.
So I'm doing this.
No, you'd be going like this.
But my avatar is doing something different?
Maybe.
I thought it was supposed to mimic like what you're actually doing.
I also love like what we would be doing as if like we're milking cows.
I'm doing yarn games with my hands.
Cat's cradle.
This is me with semen on my hands. I just watching it.
I think you're getting too caught up in the semantics. The point is, what friends with benefits could mean is changing. Because I think about like Field, the dating app that I'm on, that's a kink app.
Yeah.
It's very normal to just have casual sex with people and be like, yeah, that's it. And you don't really call it anything.
Listen, this is so funny. I am the future. I am. You can laugh all you want. I've been living this lifestyle. I've been not having relationships and I've been fucking computers.
I have been sticking my dick in the CD-ROM space.
And do you know how hard it is to buy a CD-ROM? I'm in Goodwill with my pants around my ankles. I'm fucking some old Dell.
Was your girlfriend's name Dell? Old Dell? Oh my God. Okay. Anyway. Now I figured we'd play a little game.
Wait, but how do you feel about that? Like, do you... I like, obviously, I'm pro-sex. I'm very sex positive. I like the normalization of casual sex.
Yeah.
I like the concept of being sexual in safe spaces. When I hear that VR thing, I do think a little bit like Wall-E, fat Americans in like hover chairs, like with robot, you know, things jerking them off.
What does a big fat have to do with
it? Because they're in Wall-E, they're all fat.
Oh, well, that seems rude.
Isn't that the whole thing that they're like, they're in floating chairs. They're all drinking like Slurpees all the time. And they're all like, have you not seen Wall-E?
No.
First of all, I'm not fat shaming. The fine makers of Disney entertainment are fat shaming.
Yeah, that seems fucked
up. But that's
up.
The whole thing. They're all like in Lazy Boys floating around, just absorbing food and content.
I did not know that was what the premise of the beloved Wall-E was.
Well, it's only part
in.
Of it, but you should watch it.
I get that, but I think it's also opening a door for people that are, like, asexual, maybe, or, like...
Well, asexual people won't want anything to do with it, either.
They might still want the intimacy of, like, love.
Oh, like, spooning with a...
Yeah.
With a computer.
Yeah. But it's their friend on the other side of the world.
But I do like the concept... Again, I like anything that opens people's minds...
And their pussies.
And their pussies, and makes it a little bit safer to explore.
And that's the big thing, right? Is, like, I think with Field, it's a very kink-friendly place. Like, that's what was positive for me, was, like, it felt safe because people would put their, like... sexual health status in their profile. And I was like, oh my God, what beautiful transparency. Like,
I'm home.
Yeah. Well, if that's your thing, yes. And it felt like I just liked the safety measures of it all.
Safety first.
Okay, we're going to play a little game. This is called Fling or Is It a Thing?
Oh, I love it. I was trying so desperately to come up with what you're going to rhyme thing with.
Fling.
I was like, Zing.
Ding. Diddling.
Ding.
Ding.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read you a scenario. You're going to tell me, is it just a friends with benefits? So is it a fling? Or is it something more? Is it a thing? Zach, is it a thing?
Go on.
Okay.
I'm going to be very good at this. I'm just going to call it.
Your friend with benefit has started to give you a pet me.
It's becoming a thing.
It is?
Yeah.
What if it's like...
a pet name?
What if your pet name is like... bubble...
gaping hole? Listen, this is the thing. A pet name insinuates like cutesy, like flirty, like intimacy. And like with, I'm thinking like, oh, my bro that I come sometimes like come with, I'd be like, stop being fucking gay. Don't call me your little gaping hole.
Wait, but what about like if you give them a nickname? That's not necessarily.
You said a pet name.
Cute.
That's different.
Yeah. What if I'm asking for personal reasons? What about a nickname?
Oh, I fucking love it. I'm so right all the time.
No,
it's almost exhausting.
No, no, no. It just spun to my mind that I gave him a short and cute nickname of his own name.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's kind of like calling them by their last name.
Yeah, that's like me calling Stephen Cantor Canty.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we both know you. Fuck him.
Don't start that.
I'm trying to manifest.
That's the one guy in my life I have not fucked yet, and I would like to keep that way.
She said yet.
Oh my God. Okay, is it a fling or is it a fling? If your friend with benefits saved your favorite ice cream flavor in the freezer just in case you come over.
I think that is a fling.
You better, because you just came over and ate my ice cream.
Well, because I think about like, a good friend has your snacks on hand.
Ooh. So just because they thought of you doesn't mean because they're maybe giving a gift of snacky snack does not make it. It just means you're considerate.
I think so. That's like the friend side of things.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That is the friend side of things.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a fling or is it a fling? If you're invited to a wedding as their plus one, but they remind you it's just friends.
It's a thing.
What?
Yeah, no. No.
What?
No. I don't condone it.
Why?
Because, and I said so.
Oh, so we don't get an explanation?
Because weddings are inherently romantic spaces. Mm. Wedding dates are very, like, whether you mean to or not, it's like an intimate interaction. You're shoulder to shoulder watching two people. You can't help but be like, oh, and we have to explain to a bunch of people, oh no, this is just Gary. You know what I mean? Oh no, we're just friends. Yeah, exactly. I hope when she throws the bouquet, my gaping hole catches it.
I think there's something too. If you both know them, it's not weird. You can go with your friend with benefit to a wedding if you both know them.
Sure.
I think if you both are there to be like, oh, you just want to go together, let's carpool, and like we have someone to dance with and sit next to and eat with, that is, so it's not fucking weird. But I think if you're going as their date, that makes it a little bit more intimate.
I'm gonna say, even like, so if you both know them, there's no need to say that you're going together. Like, are you going to a Candor's wedding? Like, yeah, I'll be there. And then you like jerk each other off in the bathroom, but you don't go like, do you want to like get dinner before? And like, what colors are you wearing?
Dinner
and, like,
before? That's what you get.
Shut up, Kelsey.
Zach, have you ever been to a fucking wedding?
No. I start crying.
None of my friends have been invited me.
Gays are allowed to get married. How do you feel now?
It's just become decriminalized in India. Is it a fling or is it a fling? If every time you leave their place, you take one of their hoodies.
Oh God, it's a thing.
It's a thing?
Yes.
What if they're coming regularly?
Every time you take one of their hoodies, grow up. Yeah, that's your problem, bro. Don't take my fucking clothes.
See, I think it's different with heterosexuals because that is so a thing. Like after you get gross and fucking sweaty, you're like, oh, just give me some comfy pants. I'll bring these back tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's girlfriend boyfriend behavior.
Oh no, see, I think that is like almost not exclusive. It's definitely boyfriend girlfriend behavior. But I could see the, like, I'm coming back Saturday. Like, let me borrow your fucking hoodie. But not every time.
That's a thing.
Shit.
I think so. God, you really cave on your beliefs easily.
Well, I like to be open.
Open is my gaping hole.
I could be wrong. Remember, that's my new transition word. You let him do... Oh, is it a fling? Or is it
a thing? I'm so glad, because I would have been so lost.
What are we playing? What are we talking about? You let him do his laundry at your place because he's staying somewhere that doesn't have any, but then you find yourself drying his drawers for him.
It's okay. What's the right?
Ooh, okay. It's a fling.
It's a fling, yeah.
Okay, because that happens.
Totally fine. That's again friends.
Yeah, okay. Like,
first of all, you don't want his shit getting mildewy. You might need to use your
machine. I was doing machine. My load.
Yeah, it's like... Get
well,
shit
first
out.
Of all, what started all of this was he said, can I come drop a load at your place? And I said,
yes, you can.
You walk in that door, I'm fucking you. Against your will or not, you're getting fucked if you say you're coming to drop a load off at my place.
Kelsey,
before you
no means yes, snowy towers.
I love my name with your last name.
Yeah.
That sounds psychotic. But then I was like, oh, I'll do my laundry with his. But then he went to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And I said, motherfucker, do I gotta put them in the dryer?
Okay, so it's definitely a fling if you are muttering under your breath. Yes, yes. If you were at all like, I'm gonna smell them before.
Ew!
Like,
oh, but then
that gross.
But then here's where I got nervy. Also, my head tilted this.
I know.
Picture frame.
Now, so far the other way.
He left two of his shirts by accident because they were hanging on my hanger, and I wore one to the podcast last night because it was a soccer shirt and we were doing a soccer movie.
I don't care. It's a thing.
It's niche.
I see you.
I was like, ooh, a soccer shirt. Fuck yeah, I'm going to wear that for the podcast
tonight. I see you, but I think there could be some ulterior motives.
Zach!
Sorry. You're the lovesick one.
First of all.
I don't even know what lovesick means, but it feels appropriate.
Ew, no, I'm not that person. Just because I like to fuck with emotion attached doesn't make me love in love with everybody. I have to have some form of connection.
It's not everybody. It's actually just one guy at a time.
How do you know that? I just fucked a dude last weekend.
Fucking no.
I just fucked a dude last weekend.
And I don't hear you talking about him.
Yeah. So it's not like I'm not doing casual things.
So you would say you're treating one guy very differently than you're treating the other
guys.
I'm
treating one guy more consistently than the others.
Time will tell.
I do not like any of this fucking bullshit fucking... I'm
Gen Z.
And I know these.
This is my hot take.
And listen, I'm
the future.
I'm Gen Z. I'm jerking off in virtual spaces. I'm eating cum in random rooms.
Don't go into a computer lab because Zach came in it.
You will be slippy, sloppy, sliding all over that floor.
You have any shows?
You can see me on tour. This is evergreen information. ZachNoeyTowers.com or... Listen to my other show, After Hours of Zach Noe Towers. New episodes are being released on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast.
They are?
Yeah, it's becoming a podcast too.
Yay!
I know, it's so exciting.
That's big news. Yes, congrats.
Thank you.
How
about you? Where can we see you perform besides here?
Sex parties, oral, what do you want? Sign my DMs at Kelsey Dara. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week. Bye.